I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish.
The application period for Wisconsin's 2026 elk hunting season is now underway. You're going to want to get your application in by Sunday, March 31st. More details about the hunt when we return, but first, by the numbers, here are the costs of not having Onyx Fish. 400 extra holes drilled, 100 wasted ice miles, 20 needless gallons of truck, snowmobile, or ATV gas, 5 trips trying to catch a walleye where they don't live, 3 days of vacation you'll never get back, 2 wrong turns that cost you an extra hour at prime time, and one last time you'll waste dollars and effort. Onyx Fish, $34.99 per year, 10 Midwest states, countless ways to catch more fish. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources announced last week that the application period for the Badger State's 2026 elk hunt is now open. Applicants and selected hunters will see increased opportunities again this year. These include increased application options and license availability, coupled with a longer elk hunting season. For the third year in a row, there will be increased opportunity to pursue elk within the Central Elk Management Zone. That's formerly the Black River Elk Range. In that area, there will be additional bull elk and antlerless harvest authorizations through the state licensing system. The 2026 elk quota for that zone is 6 bull elk and 6 antlerless elk. That's up from a quota of 4 bulls and 4 antlerless last year. The quota for the Northern Elk Management Zone, formerly the Clam Lake Elk Range, will be 8 bull elk, subject to a 50% declaration by Ojibwa tribes. The deadline to apply is Sunday, March 31st, and selected applicants will be notified in early June. For more information, go to dnr.wisconsin.gov and search elk hunting.
This has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at outdoornews.com.